The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Holiday Travel Podcast. Paul has just returned from Lanzarote with plenty of hotel insights and top recommendations. Today we're diving into the Lanzarote Hotel Diaries. Don't forget to check out our social media channels and YouTube for even more information on the hotels. Hi Paul, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jill. Great to be back.
Did you have a good time in Lanzarote?
I absolutely loved it. You know, what the Hotel Diaries for Lanzarote are a new concept for us.
Yeah.
The idea was we wanted to give our customers and our team, our sales team and our marketing and our product team, a really good insight to the hotels as they are.
Yeah.
So we set out a plan and said, okay, let's allocate a week to this. Let's move and change hotel every single night so we get a different impression, you know, every night for a hotel. Because sometimes when you visit a hotel just for a couple of hours, yeah, you get to see it, but you may not get to see it warts and all.
Yeah.
Or brilliant and all. So by doing that, it really gave us an insight into staying in a different place every night. Okay, the downside was you were living out of a suitcase and moving hotel every day. But I'm a hotel geek. I love hotels. And then we coordinated and we did about 4 or 5 hotel visits every day. And they were really in-depth, full room tours, going with the manager, walking the hotel all around the grounds, into the restaurants, into all the facilities, into the spas, everywhere. And they were very good because we explained to them what we were looking to do and explained, obviously, we want to protect the privacy of any of their guests. So we weren't going to be intrusive, but we did want to give our customers an understanding and an impression of who this hotel is great for, what this property is really, really good for.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was just eye opening.
Wow. And how many hotels around did you see in the week?
We got 40 in total.
Okay.
We got 40 done. We're compiling all that information. It's all going to be on our website, all going to be on our YouTube page.
Yep.
It just means that we're also going to be able to have sessions with the marketing team and the product team and the sales team and talk them through all of those properties so that they actually see it alive, you know, in terms of what it is as a great product.
Yep.
I love it. Like I'm nosy as hell when it comes to hotels and I want to see everywhere and I want to understand who that hotel is for. Because like I still book loads of my own friends and family's holiday. From that point of view, I love knowing about the product. And I've always been like that. Travel is in my blood. It's been in my blood from day one. And I just am passionate about it. And I'm passionate about the hotels. And I like to know about the hotels and what they're doing and what their plans are and what they're investing in and what they're changing to and how they're modernizing and who their audience is. So by getting to spend time with all of the individual managers, it was just brilliant. Yeah, really, really good.
Great. So what we've done then for today's episode is we've broken down like different kind of hotel themes that we could maybe go through and have and chat around. So maybe to start off with, we could have a look at the best value hotels.
Lanzarote is probably the newest of the Canary Islands in terms of the hotel product.
Okay.
And they built tons of apartments in the very early days. Yeah, there was one or two hotels, but the market was very heavily geared towards the Irish consumer. And at the time, in the kind of late 70s, early 80s, the Irish consumer wanted apartments, wanted self-catering.
Yeah.
And the island is all low-rise. Like if you haven't been, it gives the impression of being absolutely brilliantly planned in terms of its layout, architecture, and how it feels. It's primarily low-rise. Like there's one high-rise building in the capital, Arrecife. That hotel was built way back when. And it's the standout hotel on the island for just being tall.
Okay.
You know, the rest of the hotels are built into the landscape, very nicely developed. This was ahead of its time. Like Lanzarote was definitely ahead of its time. It was really geared all around this highly influential man called Cesar Manrique. And his view was to protect the ethos and the kind of sustainability piece of the island. And it's really paying benefits now because where other destinations didn't really have good planning and kind of a care to how things looked or how they fit in, Lanzarote did.
Okay.
Everything was low rise, 1 or 2 stories. Everything was white. The windows were either painted blue or green. It was very compatible with what was there before tourism development came in. And yeah, it's commercial and yes, it has grown. And yes, you know, there's a lot more development now, but architecturally it's very appropriate to the island and it's very much in keeping and it isn't jarring. There's nothing that you look at and you go, God, that's vulgar. Whereas if you're in some of the other destinations for sun holidays, not just the Canary Islands, but other destinations, you're thinking, how did they get permission to build that in such a beautiful location?
Yeah.
So it doesn't fit with the environment. So I think his vision for the island really has paid off and has been maintained and has been honoured. Planning rules and guidance in the island are really strict. So coming back to your question about the best value hotels, the market was all apartments, but over the years that has changed and over the years that has moved. And the demand for apartments has dropped and the demand for hotels has increased. So a lot of the apartments have been refitted and turned into hotel suites.
Okay.
There's not a vast, vast choice of what was the original Lanzarote good value budget accommodation. You still have the likes of the San Francisco Park, which is a very small property, less than 40 studios around a central pool, part-time reception, centrally located in Puerto del Carmen, cheap as chips. You know, that's there. And then you have nearby the Cinco Plazas, which is a courtyard development, again, low rise, but more family friendly. And they've built in more family facilities and splash pools, a nice lap pool, all of that sort of stuff.
Brilliant.
That's also great value. And then you have two of the THB properties. THB is a chain which has a great number of properties right through the Mediterranean. And there's two in particular in Lanzarote that I thought were great in terms of their value for money proposition. One is in Playa Blanca called the THB Royal, and the other is in Puerto del Carmen and it's called the THB Flora.
Okay.
And do you know what? Like THB, they just do it. Like they're good. They're a really good chain. We have a great relationship with them. We have great direct contracts with them. So the prices that we have for those properties are really, really good. And then there's another joy of a property in Puerto del Carmen that my sister has stayed in countless times called the Hable Bermudas. Two key property, nothing fancy. But, you know, we met the guy down there who runs it and he's just great.
Yeah.
And it's only, what, about 180 apartments on two sides of a road, one central pool, central bar, reception. But it's always busy. These are large apartments. He's air conditioned in half of them. But the value is great. The challenge is getting occupancy, getting availability in these.
Yeah.
But they would be my value for money tips for Lanzarote. But the value for money market down there is getting squeezed because what the customer wants has moved on.
Yeah.
The customer doesn't necessarily want a cheap apartment anymore. You know, they want air conditioning. They want more facilities. They want a restaurant on site. They want a full-time reception. They want more. Yeah. So therefore, the hotels are adapting and changing.
Very good. How important is it to book early if you're trying to just secure the best values?
Always.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even to secure the best value, it's to get in.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of those properties have a very high repeat rate.
Yeah.
There's not a great deal of choice at that end of the market in Lanzarote anymore.
Yeah.
So if you want a property that works, you got to get in and book it early.
Yeah, brilliant. And what would the holidaymakers realistically expect when it comes to the quality of these? Like what would be in the hotel? So,
like they're good quality apartments. Like they're all pretty large. Like THB Royal is all kind of junior suites, so
okay,
not apartments. The Hable Bermudas is more apartments. THB Flora is a mix of junior suites which don't have a kitchen and apartments.
Okay.
Cinco Plazas is apartments and San Francisco's apartments. So like years ago, the consumer wanted to eat in a bit.
Yeah.
Now the consumer doesn't barely use the kitchen.
Yeah.
They might use the kettle for a cup of tea in the morning. They might use the fridge for some, to chill the wine and chill the beer and have ice, you know, but they're not using the fridge to stack up for dinner.
Yeah,
and they're definitely
groceries,
not using the cooker to cook dinner. So they want a good location. They want value for money.
Brilliant. Great. And then let's move over to the top family hotels. So for families heading to Lanzarote, what hotel should they be choosing?
There's some absolutely really, really good choice. Again, at the value end for families, probably THB Royal in Playa Blanca. A really, really nice property. Junior suites, great value for money. Knockout. For hotels in Playa Blanca, there's two in particular I would be suggesting. And both of them are five star, but both of them are actually really good value and very family centric. One is Princess Iaitza, which is totally family focused and is right on the beach in Playa Dorada. You walk out their plaza and you're onto the promenade and the beach is just there. But they have like really spacious hotel rooms. Their smallest room is probably a junior suite. After that, it's suites and they have two bedroom suites. And you would want to see their Royal Kids two bedroom suites. Their Royal Kids two bedroom suites are beds for kids, like dressing gowns for kids.
Wow.
Depending on the age of the kids, they will bring in a buggy, nappy changing facilities, walkers,
wow,
high chairs, like, watch the video on YouTube. We have a great video for the Royal Kids, two bedroom suites in Princessy Heights. Amazing. And everything is about the kids. They have 10,000 square meters of a kids area, a wow. play area called Capitan Park. Breathtaking. It breaks down into different years. There's a creche on site. It is totally family focused.
Okay.
And yeah, it's five star, but the prices are not through the roof.
Yeah.
It's got a great reputation. It is just ideal for families. The kids are going to meet other kids. They're going to feel very comfortable. The parents are going to have a very nice time because it's a five-star property. So there's all the amenities that you would want and the location is ideal. And right next to Princessy Aitza, where you have Capitan Park, on the other side of Princessy Aitza's kids area, you have the lovely Dreams Playa Dorada.
Okay.
Which is ideal for adults and families. And the water slides and the splash park and the fun and everything that they have going for it there in Dreams is just special. So they would be my three in Playa Blanca. THB Royal for lead-in. And it's four-star, great prices.
Yeah.
Princessy Aitza five-star and Dreams five-star. After that, I'd be going to a lovely property in Puerto del Carmen called the Seaside Los Jameos Playa.
Okay.
Stayed there on the first night. They have built over their tennis court and they put in the most amazing set of water slides and a splash park for kids.
Oh, brilliant.
It's breathtaking. Again, get onto our YouTube page. You'll see the videos. They're just absolutely brilliant. They have a soft play area. They have a splash park area. They have the slides. They have a pool. They have an enormous kind of sun terrace and deck area for the parents. So the parents don't feel like they're enclosed in this tiny area around yeah. a small pool. This is an entire space allocated to the kids and allocated to families. Gorgeous rooms, really spacious rooms, massive footprint, so really well spread out.
Okay.
Lovely pool areas, direct access onto the promenade at Puerto del Carmen near Playa Pocillos, and great entertainment. They've all the nice things. Like, they have a low kind of buffet area in the restaurant for the kids, that the kids can just walk up and get their food.
Oh, thought of everything.
Really have thought yeah. of everything. It's a privately owned chain, Seaside, small family chain. They're passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
And it really comes through. And then, like, you don't have to go to that level. There's very close to Seaside Los Jameos, there's another gorgeous property called Costa Sal.
Okay.
It's now owned by Il Union. So it's Il Union Costa Sal, and they have one and two bedroom apartments and two bedroom bungalows. And that is just so well known in the Irish yeah. market. Like, everybody
Very
who
popular.
Knows Lanzarote knows the Costa Sal. It's over 40 years old. If you walked in, you would swear it is 5 years old or 3 years old.
Okay.
They're just constantly investing, constantly upgrading. Again, great staff. The passion comes through with the staff.
Yeah.
They know the customers. The customers repeat year after year after year. It's hard to get in.
Yeah.
If you haven't booked for the summer, you're not likely to get in. It's yeah. that sort of place. Great facilities for the kids, great restaurant on site. It's in a quiet location, so you're not going to be subject to any kind of bar noise or yeah. any noise at nighttime. It's going to have tons of other families in the property. So they would be my kind of top five for the family market. Princessy Aitza, Dreams, and THB Royal in Playa Blanca. And then Los Jameos, Seaside Los Jameos, and the Costa Sal in Puerto del Carmen. If I was looking at Costa Teguise for the family market, there's a lovely property there called Vital Class.
Okay.
Great value for money, four star, with lovely kind of kids area. And again, what loads of the properties are doing down in Lanzarote is having a block or two blocks of the accommodation allocated to families. So all the families are together.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So it means the kids are making pals.
Yeah.
And then it's beside the play area, or it's beside the kids' pool, or it's beside something. And Vital Class have done that very, very well. And there's another one in Costa Teguise called Galleon Playa, where Kathleen stayed with her kids and loved it. And what's nice about it, you're in the resort centre. But even if you're in the resort centre in Costa Teguise, it's not noisy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a quiet, it's really, it's a kind of yeah, resort.
It's really pleasant. So they would be the family tips.
Brilliant. And now luxury. Everyone loves a bit of luxury. What would be your top picks?
This was a criticism of Lanzarote up until a few years ago, that they really slip the five-star market.
Okay.
And that the likes of Gran Canaria and Tenerife were really serving the five-star market with some great product. And Lanzarote was a little bit sitting on its laurels and getting lazy. Thankfully, that's changed. And there's been some brand new five-star hotels built on the island, like Lava Beach. Really lovely, contemporary, adult-only five-star. But you also have older hotels that are really well-known, like the Fariones.
Okay.
Used to be a four-star, amazing location in Puerto del Carmen. They closed it for 3 years. They spent, rumoured to have spent $50 million on it.
Wow.
And my God, they have.
Okay.
It was knockout.
Brilliant.
It's an amazing location. It's not big, just over 200 rooms. Stunning. It's got its, like, you don't have any private beaches in Lanzarote. They're all public beaches. But there was, the way the hotel is constructed, it's on a headland. So it kind of had that little Caleta, Playa Chica that was just there beside it.
Yeah.
And that was their beach. They've put in a gorgeous rooftop deck. They have created some amazing suites.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Like, they're just... And the price is not silly. Because it's not a big hotel, it's only 200 rooms, you feel very special. Like, you get to your room, there's a handwritten note welcoming you, there's a box of chocolates welcoming you.
Oh, nice.
There's a gift. But it's not silly money. So Farione's, I think, would definitely be there for me in terms of the luxury piece. And then there's in Costa Teguise, there's a four-star, but it's a four-star superior called the Radisson Blu Costa Teguise.
Okay.
When I tell you four-star superior doesn't do this hotel justice, it doesn't. And they have chosen to be the best four-star on the island as against being another five-star.
Okay, yeah.
So it's adult only. It is amazing. The rooms are amazing. I think we all know Radisson Blu as a brand is good.
Yeah.
It's consistently good. This is much more expensive than our Radisson Blu in Mogán because that's how they've priced it. They would be what I would think are some of the top. And I just would finish with one other five-star for Lanzarote, and that's the Levo Vulcan.
Okay.
Down in Playa Blanca. I just love that property. Again, going back to the architecture piece, it's built into the kind of hill. You come in, the entrance, you come in through this monastery.
Wow.
They've rebuilt a replica of a church. There's church music playing.
Wow.
It just feels amazing and eerie and wow. Like, it's breathtaking. They have built the entrance like a volcano because Lanzarote is all volcanic.
Yeah, yeah.
So the entrance to the Vulcan Hotel, the hint is in the name, is the volcano, the cone. And the reception is in this cone. And you enter at kind of street level and reception is at that level and the hotel comes down to the sea, down to the Marina Rubicon from there. And again, like the Farione, it's about 200 rooms. They have a gorgeous hotel within the hotel called the Club Vulcan, adult only.
Oh, wow.
And that gives you a private restaurant and it gives you a private pool and a private sun deck and it gives you all of the kind of special feeling about the place. But this is, again, a gorgeous hotel. Anna Cecilia is the commercial director, sales manager there. She's been there since it opened, pretty much.
Okay.
As have an awful lot of the staff in the hotel.
That's brilliant.
And that really speaks to how the hotel is run and the ethos of the hotel. So, yeah, they would be my favourites. But we're going to have loads of that on the YouTube and all of that's going to be fed into the sales team. So when people have questions on any of these, just ask us.
Yeah.
And we can really try and steer you towards, you know, are you looking for real contemporary? Are you looking for small luxury? Are you looking for boutique? Are you looking for a hotel within a hotel that's adult only? What luxury piece are you looking for?
Great. And like you just mentioned there, boutique hotels, what would be your suggestions for a boutique?
There's two in particular that are small and that I think are absolute gems. Now, the two that I saw were both in Puerto del Carmen.
Okay.
So one is La Isla y el Mar.
Okay.
Which is all suite. So by suite, I mean, it's not a hotel room. It's a living room, come bedroom, great bathroom facilities, plenty of space, lovely balcony.
Brilliant.
Terrace. Huge, huge, huge. The basic suite is the size nearly of a two-bedroom apartment in Ireland.
Okay.
It's in an elevated location overlooking the old town and the port.
Okay.
Of Puerto del Carmen. Adult-only property. Really nice. Lovely bar, restaurant on site. Lovely vibe. Great, very modern architecture. But again, built with the natural volcanic rock and with lovely gardens and with lovely kind of appreciation of the Cesar Manrique style of the island and the architectural vibe of the island. So La Isla y el Mar is one. And then the others is a property called Lani Suites Deluxe.
Okay.
Which again, as the name says, is suites and adult only. And right on the waterfront in Puerto del Carmen, right in the center of the resort. So like in the busy center, quite near where the casino is in Puerto del Carmen. We're so cleverly angled and designed that every suite views the sea, views the pool.
Oh, brilliant.
Nobody's kind of looking on their neighbor's balcony. They've all got incredible views around a central pool, direct access to the sea. Direct access to the sea in Puerto del Carmen is highly unusual.
Okay.
Because the promenade usually is in front of your hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of rocky there. Sandy in the summer, more rocky in the winter. But it's just unique. This is a multi award-winning property. Not cheap, but yeah. So
gorgeous.
They're my two boutique ones, La Isla y El Mar and Lani Suites. But get on to our YouTube and have a look. Those videos are just, I can't do them justice in describing them.
Yeah. And then you mentioned their adult-only hotels. What would be your top picks for adult-only hotels?
For adult-only, what I just mentioned, La Isla y El Mar.
Yeah.
Boutique and adult-only. Secrets in Puerto Calero, adult-only. This is a really nice kind of hideaway resort. It's down the coast from Puerto del Carmen, just about 10 minutes in a taxi. Puerto Calero is self-sufficient, lovely marina, harbour area. And Secrets is a very expansive hotel. There's a lovely sense of peace and quiet and relaxation.
Brilliant.
This is another one where you have direct access to the beach, but it is adult only.
Oh, wow.
And it feels like a big resort hotel with loads of facilities. And they have lovely, even within Secrets, which is 5-star, you can do B&B, you can do half board, you can do all inclusive. And you can also do the preferred club, which gives you kind of extra privileges. You have special space. You have a VIP lounge. You have enhanced check-in. You have gifts in your room on arrival. You have access to the preferred club garden and lounge. You have access to having breakfast in the Portofino restaurant for a la carte breakfast rather than in the World Cafe for buffet. It's got a lot going for it. And just that choice of you can go B&B, half board, you can go all-inclusive, you can upgrade to preferred club, you can hire and book some of the amazing suites that they have, such as the swim-up suites,
Oh, cool.
Know, which are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, just incredible. Again, we'll have the videos of all of that on the website. So that's a great adult-only option. The Radisson Blu in Costa Teguise, the one,
yeah,
the 4-star Superior we're talking about, that is adult-only. Lava Beach. I'm not sure if Lava Beach is adult-only, so I'll have to come back and check on that one. But those three would be my top three picks for the adult-only market.
Brilliant. And Lanzarote would be strong for over 60s holidays as well.
Yeah.
What would be your top pick for that?
It always has been. And there, I would go for the Vic San Antonio, 100%. Like, what a great property. Right on the beach. An old property. It was probably built around the same time as the Farione. So they were built. I saw photographs when I was in the Vic of it being built. And I think there were celebrations for its 50th anniversary.
Okay.
So it's over 50 years old.
Yeah.
So that meant it got prime location right on the waterfront. So you have direct access to the beach, albeit a little bit of a rocky beach. But if you just go around the corner, you're at the Pusillos Beach and it's lovely. So that's great because their food is superb. Their pools are all heated in the wintertime.
Oh, brilliant.
The entertainment is great at nighttime. It's every night. It's a very, very, very popular hotel with the Irish audience. So that would be superb. And there's another property that I kind of don't want to put into the over 60s because it's very contemporary, but it fits into so many of what we've talked about. And that's the Acora Lanzarote Suites.
Oh, yeah.
Which
gorgeous
I loved.
Hotel.
I just loved that property. It's very family focused and yet it has an adult only section. It has great accommodation because everything is junior suite. So you're buying really large accommodation.
Yeah.
We have a great deal there because not only do we offer bed and breakfast and evening meal, but we offer drinks with the evening meal.
Wow.
And the over 60s market, the reason I'm bringing the Acora into this is the over 60s love free drinks with dinner.
Yeah.
And you can get it there with the Acora and loads of facilities. And they've great bike store on site. You can go off and do cycling. You can either hire your own bike there. You can bring your own bike because Lanzarote is great for the cyclists.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost as popular as Mallorca now for cycling holidays.
Wow, that's brilliant. And what about accessibility hotels?
This blew me away. There's one property called the Nautilus in Puerto del Carmen. And they were correcting me. They said, Paul, no. We're not accessible or adaptable. We're inclusive.
Oh, okay.
The entire property was built, like it was built as a standard property. The owner, the current owner, bought it and remodeled everything. And it is absolutely accessible, adaptable, inclusive from reception right the way through to every one of the units.
Okay.
And
brilliant.
The entire property. It is just incredible. It's also so unique. Like, the owner is an art freak. He loves paintings. He loves artwork. They have a painter in residence on site pretty much year round. They have 1,000 pieces of art on site in the property. They don't sell any art. You can just go down and look at it, enjoy it. The units are all 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. There's no bar. He doesn't agree with having a bar. So you can bring your own drink in, but they won't sell it to you. There's a small kind of breakfast area where you can have breakfast or you look after yourself.
Yeah.
Where it is in Puerto del Carmen is in an area called Matagorda, which is all on the flat, which makes getting around very easy.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
And I have never seen a property from start to finish. Like, you know, you have the hoists into the pool. You have in some of the apartments that the apartments are fully accessible.
Okay.
In terms of the presses have been removed so that the wheelchair can come right in under the sink, get access to the fridge. The cooker is lower down so that the wheelchair person can access the fridge, the cooker, the sink, all much easier. Obviously, the bathrooms are fully accessible. And that's the Nautilus. We had the Acora have about 10, 11 rooms of their junior suites that are totally accessible with ramps throughout the property.
Brilliant.
Costa Sal have another 6 rooms. I have never seen such concerted effort because these properties were not built for accessibility or adaptability or inclusivity.
But they're doing it.
They have all focused on it and they have all invested heavily to make it really, really accessible. And when I think about it, like Costa Sal is very close to Nautilus and is very close to Acora.
Okay.
And they're all kind of that Matagorda end of Puerto del Carmen. So it's slightly flatter because Puerto del Carmen in the kind of old town where the Farriones is quite hilly.
Hilly, yeah.
And the other thing, Jill, we might touch on in terms of Lanzarote are villa holidays because we saw two. Now, we didn't get to see all of the villa properties that were down there, but there was two that I thought were just absolutely brilliant. Without a question. One is called Alondra Villas, about a kilometre outside of Puerto del Carmen, quite elevated position, all with private pool.
Oh, brilliant.
And they have kind of classic 3 bedrooms and then they have deluxe 2 bedroom and deluxe 3 bedroom.
Oh, wow.
But they have full-time reception. They have breakfast served daily in their restaurant. So you have access to the restaurant, even though your villa is totally your own.
Yeah.
You just wander through the kind of road complex within the villas themselves, about 40 of them. And you come to Arenas, which is their restaurant and their pool.
Oh, brilliant.
So you can enjoy that. But you have your private pool.
Yeah.
So everybody has their private pool, but you can use that if you want to kind of congregate or have drinks in the evening or do something.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
They will do your shopping for you. They will have it delivered to your villa before you arrive. They will continually look after it. They'll arrange your car hire. They'll arrange concierge service. We met the concierge. Yeah. He was a gem and, you know, great guy.
Yeah.
Superb service. So from that point of view, and that's close to Puerto del Carmen. So, yeah, it might be better to have a car there because you're about a kilometre outside of town.
Okay.
But taxis are dirt cheap.
Yeah.
You might walk down into Puerto del Carmen from Villas Alondra, but you ain't going to walk back up. It's owned by the same people who own La Isla y El Mar. So they have a connection with that hotel and you can have dinner in that hotel.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's really nice. And then there's another property. And I should have mentioned this with the family piece as well. And it's called Hyde Park Lane.
Okay.
And it's in Puerto del Carmen. And it's just behind the Vic San Antonio. So a great location. Brilliant apartments for the family market and for the couples and singles market. But they also have some great villas. So they have their classic villas as well. Their standard villas.
Okay.
2-3 bedroom. Can't remember off the top of my head which they are. 2 bedroom, I think, with their own private pool.
Oh, brilliant.
And then they have some deluxe villas.
And are they wow?
Oh, my God. You would think you're in Hollywood.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Like Hyde Park Lane is a very nice address in London. And you would think
that exclusivity.
That exclusivity feeds through. Oh, get onto the YouTube page for Clicking Go Holidays and have a look. We really did some great room tours in those.
Oh, brilliant.
And they are spectacular. Like the 3-bedroom deluxe villas, like were just enormous.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
You know, all ensuite bathrooms, but massive, massive bedrooms, massive bathrooms, totally private, additional terraces, great privacy, absolutely ideal for a couple of couples who want to go on holidays together, but yet have the privacy that they can all just escape to their own space and not feel crowded. So
brilliant. And maybe we'll just finish off on the, like, getting to know the resorts a little bit.
Mm.
So you've kind of mentioned them, but for anyone new to Lanzarote, could you break down the main resorts?
Puerto del Carmen is the main resort. It's far and away the biggest resort.
Okay.
It starts very close to the airport and runs right the way down to the harbour in Puerto del Carmen.
Okay.
So distance-wise, from one end of the resort to the other, you're probably looking at nearly 6 kilometres.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful promenade right along the front.
And it's all the whole way down, isn't it?
The whole way down,
yeah.
Right along the coast. So the airport is Arrecife Airport, and Arrecife is the capital of Lanzarote, so it's just north of the airport. And then Matagorda starts, and Puerto del Carmen starts pretty much at the runway.
Okay.
And goes south. You have Matagorda, then you go on to Playa Posillos, then you go on to Grande's Playa, and then you go down into the harbour in the old town, and it goes way back. as I said, the closer you are to the kind of old town, the hillier it is. It's called Heart Attack Hill and it's an appropriate name. Yeah, it is. It's not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah.
So that's there. Playa Blanca's in the south. That's the resort that is closest to Fuerteventura. You can see Fuerteventura. Oh. And the ferries go from Lanzarote to Fuerteventura, from Playa Blanca to Coralejo.
Oh, brilliant.
Lovely beaches, calmer, quieter, less busy. Lovely marina, Marina Rubicon. Really nice. Some great hotels down there, equally low rise. And then north of Arrecife is Costa Teguise. And Costa Teguise has really come into its own. It was pretty much the poor relation of the three resorts as such. But it has now developed a lovely centre around Pueblo Marinero. Great beaches, some lovely hotels down there. There's a stunning adult-only all-inclusive called the Paradisa Salinas that is out of this world, but it's also priced accordingly. Like, it is knockout price. Stunning, stunning, stunning property. But Costa Teguise is definitely worth consideration. And Puerto Calero, whilst it's small and just south of Puerto del Carmen, is another, you know, up-and-coming resort, albeit that it'll never rival the others in size.
Yeah.
So the hotels down there will be more self-contained and they'll manage. And there's one gem of a property, although we haven't talked about the hotels customers come back to, so we can bring it in there.
So I suppose if you want to tell us a little bit about the hotels customers come back to.
You know, like that's the resort kind of run through for people who don't know it. But I think most people have been to Lanzarote. Like, I don't know many people who are Lanzarote virgins.
Yeah.
If I was looking at Lanzarote hotels that people go back to, I'd be touching on the Farione's, which has been redeveloped, the Vic San Antonio, which we've spoken about, Costa Sal, which everybody knows about. And there's another property that was built, it's built 30 years ago, right beside the Farione's, and it was called the Farione's Playa at the time. It's now the Plus Farione's Suite Hotel, and it is right on the beach, direct access to the beach. It is 5 floors, but it doesn't feel like it because it's built right down into the beach. So it doesn't feel like it dominates.
Okay.
And it's right in the center. So you don't have hills to climb. You're right in the center. You're on the beach. And they have spent an absolute fortune on this property. And it is gorgeous. I stayed there the very first time I was in Lanzarote. And that was 1990. So that means it is 36 years ago. But I thought the Plus Farione Suite Hotel was just a joy. They put in a stunning rooftop terrace for some of their guests who are on the select plan in the hotel. It's a deck level pool. You're straight out onto the beach. The restaurant is amazing. And here again is an example of an owner who just wants everything right.
Yeah.
And is totally focused on creating. They closed that property and they redeveloped it. It took 2 or 3 years to develop and get it right. The staff, just amazing. Like, it gives me great confidence when we're selling somewhere that you're walking around with the commercial director, the sales director, the GM of the property. And they will be doing tours of the hotel all the time with different people like me coming in and out and being shown around. But when their enthusiasm is palpable and their passion for the hotel is really there, and then they're talking about the owner and investment and development. And do you see this staircase? This is what we did here. Do you see this lounge? This is what we've done. Do you know we had an architect for just the lighting?
Wow, that's
like
really
just
cool.
The light, like, that's extravagant, but they got it right. You know, more and more and more, we need our hotels and our holidays to reflect what we have at home. Because we have a pretty nice lifestyle at home. And we want to go away and we want to feel special and wow.
Yeah.
If you want to feel special and wow, get into the Plus Farione Suite Hotel, if you can, because it's hard to get into.
Hard to get into. Great. And now to ask you, when you go back to Lanzarote, which resort are you going to stay in and which hotel?
No. That's favorite children question. Yeah. I'll upset too many hoteliers if I answer that question. I'll do what I did this time and I'll move around.
Brilliant. That's a good fair answer.
I'll get to enjoy it and I'll get to experience it, because for me, it's all about making holidays work.
Yeah.
You know, and selling the right hotel to the right person. And, you know, there's friends of mine who are going down at different times of the year this year.
Yeah.
And I've been sending them the videos as we've been going. And it just gives them such confidence by booking with Click and Go Holidays that they know these guys know what they're talking about. And now we can take all of that information back into your team, into the product team, into the marketing, the rest of the marketing team, and into the sales team, so that they know. And when they're talking to somebody, they can say, I'll send you a video. I'll send you this. I'll send you some pics. Yeah, I'll ask Paul about that.
Yeah.
And we have the answer. So hopefully we will be getting to do more hotel diaries in more destinations, because for me, it really brought the properties to light.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was hard going. You know,
I'd
like,
say
listen,
40 hotels in a week.
But like, nobody's going to feel any sympathy for me with this job.
No, I don't think so.
You know, so yeah, we didn't get to lie by the pool. No, we didn't get to take a break. But that wasn't the purpose. We were there to work. We were there to have a look. And my God, we did. And we got some great content. And we met some great people. And we saw some great hotels. And we've added some great hotels to our product. And we've made decisions to downplay and drop one or two as well. So they're the decisions you have to take. And they're the right decisions to make for our customers.
The best way to do it is to see it and to experience it, which is great.
It really is. Because it means so much. Like it's, and I'm sure I've left hotels out that I just can't recall off the top of my head. But I'll have my notes and I'll have the video. So if you have any questions, just ask. Please ask.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for that, Paul. And I hope all our listeners figure out which hotel they're going to next time they visit Lanzarote.
And if they don't, just send me a message.
Yeah. Brilliant. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media channels, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And like we've been calling out, we're also on YouTube. So visit our YouTube channel and you'll be able to see all these amazing hotels. Thanks very much for all that, Paul. And
You're
thank you
welcome.
For listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.